10, the Grease Man here, so 2 for Tuesday. I'm getting ready for blessed relief. I'm getting ready for totally satisfying, mind-blowing relief. Yeah, I'm taking a few more calls at 4321-101, the Maggot line. Feel free to dial that thing. Oh, yeah, it gets a little irritating sometimes, but I can handle it. Every now and then it'll get me down because I have no real method of release anymore. Ever since I hung up the badge in the gun, I haven't had any way to take out my hostilities. You see, when you're a normal citizen and you feel bad, you feel bad. But when you're a cop and you feel bad, you can make the whole world feel bad. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and fill out a badge and become... It's another stinking day. You got your cup of coffee. You're trying to read the paper in your squad car. You don't feel like writing tickets. You don't feel like doing nothing. You just want to be sitting there left alone. You're thumbing through the sports section when some maggot walks up to the window of the squad car and says, "Officer, can you tell me how to get to Georgetown?" You look at that maggot and you say, "Ah! Ah! Ah!" Well, he nearly falls over backwards from shock as he staggers away from you. Well, then his brother comes walking up to you and says, "Officer, we're taxpayers, and we pay your salary. And as taxpayers, I think we're entitled to a little more respect." You look at that mealy-mouthed maggot and you say, "All right, I guess you got a point there. Here, I got a map of D.C. I'll show you where Georgetown is. Stick your head in the car here." And the second that maggot sticks his head in the car, you hit the gas! Yeah! Head jammed in between the window and the door jam. And you drive along with him dangling there, the window cutting into his Adam's apple. You want respect, you maggot? I'll give you respect. And you grab his finger, and you take that thing, and you jam it right in your cigarette lighter. Yeah! Yeah! Maybe you'd like to see what police work is all about. Maybe you'd like to see your tax dollars at work. Just then you get a call. Barking dog, 109 North Blauman. Sure enough, you show up. There he is. You don't even bother to get out of the squad car. You say, "Hey, you in there? Shut that dog up." Nothing. The house is quiet. You look around. I said, "Hey." You say, "Finally, to the hell with it." You grab the shotgun and... that takes care of that. You say, "All right, buddy, your tour of duty's over. Come on, hotshot, we're going back." And you drive him back to his brother. All the while, his toes are dragging the ground, skidding the front of his Tom McCann's. We're almost there. Yeah, hang on tight. You get there and you drop him on the sidewalk. And you get right in his face with your cigar breath and your salami breath. And you say, "Let me tell you something, buster. You ever cross my path again, I'm going to book you on a charge of T.O.P. as ticking off the police. Now get out of here! Move it, move it, move it, move it, move it!" People forget.